Today, we'd like to see the title of Zelophehad's daughters in Numbers chapter 27 up 29. To the souls on this online read through podcast or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three exposition questions. Number one, in chapter 27, verse 7, the daughters of Zelophehad speak what is right. You shall surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brothers and cause the inheritance of their brother to pass to them. What does it mean in the context and what can you learn from here? Question 2 in chapter 26, verse 16. On the 14th day of the first month is the Passover of the Lord. What does it mean in the context and how can you apply it to our lives? Last question in chapter 29, verse 35. On the 8th day, you shall have a sacred assembly. You shall do no customary work. What does it mean in the context and how can you apply it to our lives? You may see the first chapter, Leviticus chapter 23, it will be helpful. So basically, seventh day is the seventh day. That is New Testament, you know, how can you know, interpret the Passover, Jesus' bloodshed. So that is a memorial unleavened bread, you know, that day. Feast of first fruit, you know, the first month, 16 months, the first, the barley harvest, usually. That's called the late rain, if rain, you know, in first month is called. This is the first fruit, you know, the symbol of Jesus' resurrection. You know, from that, you know, to come to life. That is third month, sixth, you know, we call it Pentecost, or in this book, say, Feast of Works, you know, the Feast of Harvest, basically with the harvest there. The Holy Spirit come upon Christians. Then is seventh month, the first and Feast of Trumpet, renewing of the Holy Spirit. Seventh, 10th, 90th day, Date of Atonement, Jesus' own blood once for all. Instead of high priest annually, you know, PG day, seventh month, 15th of 21, that is called Sukkah, you know, Tabernacle, Feast of Tabernacle, to remind God's provision. This one is a New Testament, the wilderness life, you know, with manna, quail from heaven, and water from rock, via trials before Canaan land, is a shadow which is fulfilled with the substance of Jesus, who followed the creature, lived the daily life on earth, with supports of food and drink, His word and spirit. Right? Supports of food is God's word, and drink is the Holy Spirit, by people entering the kingdom of God there. Also, we can see here, Apa is third over fifth, that is about 5 gallon. Hin is about 1 gallon. You know, in that way, you know, easy. So hin is 1 gallon or 30.79 liters, like there. So each chapter is a division right there. Chapter 27, verse 1 to 2, Lord's inheritance. Verse 1. Then came the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Heber, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, from the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, and these were the names of his daughters, Mala, Moha, Hola, Milcah, and Chilujar. And they stood before Moses, before Elias, the priest, and before their leaders and all the congregation by the doorway of tabernacle of meeting, and saying, our father died in the wilderness, but he was not in the company of those who gathered together against the Lord, in company with Korah, but he died in his own sin, and he had no sons. First of all, he died in his own sin means that he died a natural death, bearing personal guilt. His death came under the same national judgment pronounced on Israel for believing the faithless spies. Verse 4. Why should the name of our father be removed from among his family because he had no son? Give us a possession among our father's brother. Up to this point, the Hebrew law granted inheritance right only to sons. When Zelophehad died without sons, his five daughters came to Moses to request their father's inheritance, arguing that their father's name should not be lost simply because he had no male heirs. This marked an early applied for justice and equal gender consideration, showing that the call for equal gender rights is not new, but has existed from ancient times. Verse 5. So Moses brought their case before the Lord. This is a public example of God's leadership. When an issue arose that God had not directly addressed, Moses did not act on his own judgment but brought the matter before the Lord. He recognized that God was in charge. Because God's instrument, Moses, the people knew it as well. Instead of making a quick decision, Moses sought God's wisdom. How much better our decisions would be if we did the same, bringing difficult matters to the Lord and asking, what does God say about this? Therefore, Moses presented their case before the Lord. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, the daughters of Zelophehad speak what is right. You shall surely give them a possession of inheritance among their father's brothers, and cause the inheritance of their father to pass to them. And you shall speak to the children of Israel, saying, if a man dies and has no son, then you shall cause his inheritance to pass to his daughters. Question 1. God instructed Moses that if a man died without son, his inheritance was to pass to his daughters. However, they were required to marry within their own tribe so that the inheritance would remain within your tribal boundaries and preserve the established territorial divisions. That cross-reference right there. If he has no daughter, then you shall give his inheritance to his brothers. If he has no brothers, then you shall give his inheritance to his father's brothers. And if his father has no brothers, then you shall give his inheritance to the relative closest to him in his family, and he shall possess it. And it shall be the children of Israel, a statute of judgment, just as the Lord commanded Moses. Verse 12 up 23, the appointment of Joshua. Now the Lord said to Moses, go up into this Abarim and see the land which I have given to the children of Israel. And when you have seen, you also shall be gathered to your people, as Aaron your brother was gathered. For in the wilderness of Zin, during the strife of the congregation, you rebelled against my command to hallow me at the waters before their eyes. These are the waters of Meribah, the Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin. This is why Moses was not permitted to lead Israel into promised land. In the wilderness of Zin, when the people complained about the lack of water, God commanded Moses to speak to the rock so that it would be bring forth water. Instead, Moses rebuked the people in anger, struck the rock twice, and acted in disobedience. Although water flowed, Moses failed to represent God properly and did not honor him before the people. Because of this, God declared that Moses would not bring congregation into the land. Let the Lord, the God of the spirit of all flesh, so said a man of the congregation. Here, Jehovah is called the God of the spirit of all flesh. This emphasizes that the true essence of a person is the supreme, not the body or flesh. The body is a temporary dwelling, a tent given by God, through which the supreme expresses itself and communicates with others. While the body returns to the ground, the supreme is a permanent, returns to God who gave it. Thus he is rightly called the God of the spirits of all humanity. Verse 17, who may go out before them and go in before them, who may lead them out, bring them in, and the congregation of the Lord may not be like a sheep, which have no shepherd. Moses asked the Lord to appoint a new leaders of the people, and God is bounded by choosing Joshua. Moses understood that without a godly leader, the people would become like a sheep without a shepherd, vulnerable and soon scattered. Scripture shows that Israel's dispersions and captivity came because unfaithful shepherds cared for themselves rather than the flock. The theme is accurate in the prophecy concerning Jesus. Strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 7. Knowing his own death was near, Moses pleaded with God to place a faithful shepherd of the people. Verse 18, and the Lord said to Moses, take Joshua the son of Nun with you, a man in whom is the spirit, and lay your hand on him. Joshua was to be ordained by God, with Moses laying his hands on him as a public act. This symbolized the transfer of leadership in a full view of the people, ensuring clarity of authority and preventing any dispute or power struggle after Moses' death. 19. Set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation and inaugurate him in their sight. And you shall give some of your authority to him, and all the congregation of the children Israel may be obedient. He shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall inquire before the Lord for him. By the judgments of the Urim, at his word they shall go out, at his word they shall come in, he and all children Israel with him, at all the congregation. Moses obeyed the Lord by presenting Joshua before Eleazar the priest and the entire congregation, marking a clear transition to a new generation of leadership. Aaron had died. Eleazar now served as a high priest, and Moses was nearing his death, so authority was formally passed to Joshua. Joshua and Eleazar were led together, as Moses and Aaron had done. As a high priest, Elijah would inquire of the Lord using Urim and Thummim, though the exact method is unknown. God communicated his will through them, and the people sought divine guidance through the priest. So Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua and set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation. And he laid his hands on him and inaugurated him, just as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. Chapter 28, verse 1 to 8, daily offering. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, command the children of Israel and say to them, my offering, my food for my offerings made by fire as a sweet aroma to me, you shall be careful to offer to me at the appointed time. The offerings were to be brought to the Lord every day of the year, without fail, presented according to prescribed rituals under supervision of the priests. Yet the value of this offering depended on the heart of the worshipper. For worship without prepared and thankful heart is meaningless, while worship offered in gratitude delights to God. And you shall say to them, this is the offering made by fire, which you shall offer to the Lord, two male lambs in their fire, year without blemish, day by day, as a regular burnt offering. Lucifer. The one lamb you shall offer in the morning, the other lamb you shall offer in the evening. Every day of the year, 2 1-year-old all the lambs were to be offered, one in the morning, one in the evening, accompanied by fine flour mixed with oil, as grain offerings, the regular burnt offering for a pleasing aroma to the Lord, and a drink offering poured out to him. On the Sabbath, 2 additional lambs were offered, maintaining the daily offering alongside his special sacrifices. Verse 5, and 1/10 of an ephah of a fine flour as a grain offering mixed with 1/4 of a bean of a pressed oil. Ephah is a third of a fifth of bushel, that is 21.12 liters, that is 5 gallons about. Okay, ephah about 5 gallons. He needs 1 gallon over 3.79 liters. So, one gallon, ephah is 5 gallon in that way. So, together put in there an oil, then it's burnt in. Then 6, it is a regular burnt offering which was ordained at the Mount of Sinai for sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. And its drink offering shall be 1/4 over a hin. So, which meaning in a quarter gallon, so 1/4 to each lamb in a holy place, you shall pour out drink to the Lord as an offering. Each lamb is 1/4 in the other lambs you shall offer in the evening, as the morning grain offering and its drink offering, you shall offer it as an offering made of fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. So sweet aroma, that's the purpose. 9-10 is a Sabbath offering. And on Sabbath, 2 lambs in their first year, without blemish, and 2/10 of an ephah of a fine flour as a grain offering. 2/10 is 1 ephah, about 1 gallon flour, or offering mixed with oil, with the drinking offering there. That is a burnt offering for every Sabbath, besides a regular burnt offering with its drink offering. 9-10 is extra offerings in addition to the regular daily 2 lambs were made on Sabbath, because it was a special day of rest, of worship, commemorating both creation and the Israel deliverance from Egypt. Is a significant naturally called for additional sacrifices. So 2 issues. God created rest, salvation. Second is deliverance the Israel people. 11, at the beginning of your month, 11 monthly offering, every month. Beginning of your month, you shall present a burnt offering to the Lord, 2 young bulls, 1 lamb additional, and 7 lambs in their first year, without blemish. 3/10 of an ephah, so 5 3/10 of a more than 1 gallon, of a fine, for as a grain offering mixed with oil for each bull, 2/10 about 1 gallon fine flour as a grain mixed with oil for the 1 ram, and 1/10 of an ephah of a fine flour, 1/10 is a 1/2 gallon, mixed well as a grain offering each lamb, as a burnt offering sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. The drink offering shall be 1/2 hin of wine for bull, 1/3 hin, 1 ephah the hin wine of wool. 1 hin is 1/2 gallon, 1/3 hin, you know, so is 1/3 gallon. 1/4 of a hin is 1/4 gallon for lamb is a burnt offering for each month throughout months of the year. So every month, first month, 1 kid of a goat as a sin offering to the Lord shall be up beside the regular burnt offering and Easter offering. 16-25 offerings at Passover. On the 14th day of first month is the Passover of the lamb, and on 15th day of this month is the feast of unleavened bread. 7 days shall be eaten for 7 days. 16-2. The Passover lamb was a type of Jesus Christ, which is why it had to be without blemish, symbolize his sinlessness. As Peter said, we are redeemed not with perishable silver or gold, but by precious blood of Christ, the spotless lamb. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that through him we might become the righteous of God. The consequent offerings, in addition to the daily offerings, were to be made for 7 consecutive days, called as the Feast of Unleavened Bread, shared above the table. Here, 18, on the first day we shall have as holy convocation, the Saturday or Sabbath day. You shall do no customary work. You shall present an offering made by fire as a burnt offering to the Lord, 2 young bulls, 1 lamb, and 7 lambs in their first year. Be sure they are without blemish. Their grain offering shall be fine flour mixed with oil. 3/10 of an ephah, so a little more than 1 gallon. You shall offer the bull 2/10 of a ram, 1 gallon for ram. You shall offer the 1/10 of an ephah for each of 7 lambs, so each is 1 gallon. Also 1 goat as a sin offering to make atonement for you. You shall offer this episode burnt offering of a morning, which is for regular burnt offering. In this manner you shall offer the food of offering made by fire daily for 7 days. As a sweet aroma to the Lord, it shall be offered beside the regular burnt offering, its drink offering. And on the 7th day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work. 26 up to 20, 31. Offerings at the Feast of Works, or Pentecost. Also the day of first fruits, when you bring this new grain offering, Lord, of your Feast of Works, you shall have as a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work. Feast of Weeks or Pentecost, the 7 Sabbaths or 7 weeks after the Passover, with the following day, the 50th day, celebrate as a Feast of Weeks. You shall present a burnt offering, a sweet aroma to the Lord, 2 young bull, 1 lamb, 7 lambs in their first year, and their grain offerings over 5 for mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah, more than 1.5 gallon, about each bull, 2/10 is 1 gallon, for the 1/10 half a gallon each of 7 lambs, also 1 kid of goats to make atonement for you. Be sure they are without blemish. You shall present them with your drink offering beside the regular burnt offering, with its grain offering. Chapter 29, verses 1 to 6. Offerings at the Feast of Trumpet. That's a civil, first day. And the 7th days, on the first days of the month, you shall have as a holy convocation. You shall do no customary for you. It is a day blowing the trumpet. The 7th month, roughly corresponding to October, included several significant holidays on the Israel calendar. On the first day, special offerings were made. Among these are 3 major feasts: the Feast of Trumpet, the Feast of Tabernacles, the Day of Atonement, today's covering, designed to refresh the mind and body to renew commitment to God. 2, you shall offer burnt offering as a sweet aroma to the Lord, 1 young bull, 1 lamb, 7 lambs, their first year, without blessing me. On special day, additional offering including 1 young bull, 1 lamb, 7 lambs, alongside 2 daily lambs, when holiday coincided with the new moon, the total number of animals offered could be quite large. Yeah. Their grain offering shall be fine for mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for the bull, 2/10 for the ram, and 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs, and 1 kid of the goats as a sin offering to make atonement for you. Besides the burnt offering with its grain offering for the new moon, the regular burnt offering with its grain offering, and their drink offering, offerings according to their ordinance, as a sweet aroma and offering made by fire to the Lord. 7, on the 10th day of the 7th month, offering on the Day of Atonement, you shall have as the holy convocation. You shall afflict your soul. You shall not do any work. You shall present a burnt offering to the Lord as a sweet aroma, 1 young bull won them 7 lambs in their first year. Be sure they are without blasphemy. Their grain offering shall be fine flour mixed well. 3 tenths, 1.5 gallon. A gallon is an apple for the bull, 2 tenths for 1 oil gallon, 1 tenth of each of the 7 lambs, and 1 kid of goats as a sin offering. Besides the sin offering for atonement, the regular burnt offering with its grain offering and their drink offering, 12 of the 40 offerings at the feast of tabernacle. On the 5th day of the 7th month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary. You shall keep as a feast of the Lord 7 days. The Feast of Tabernacle began on the 15th day. It went for 7 days. Burnt offering, sweet aroma to the Lord, 13 young bulls, 2 lambs, 14 in their first year, and they shall be without blemish. Their grain offering shall be fine flour mixed oil, 3 tenths an apple for each of 13 bulls, 2 tenths of each of 2 rams, 1 tenth of each of 14 lambs, and also 1 kid of goats as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. Altogether, the offerings could total 13 bull, 14 lamb, and young goat, and 2 daily lamb, substantial numbers of sacrifices. On the 2nd day, presented 12 young bulls, 2 rams, bullies reduced, 14 lamb, but the other rams, lamb, is same. In the 1st day, without lambs, their grain offering, their drink offering, 4 rams and 4 lambs by their lamb according to the ordinance, also 1 kid of goats as a sin offering, beside the regular burnt offering with its grain offering and their drink offering. On 3rd day, present 11, 12, 12, the other thing was same. 2 rams, 14 lambs in their 1st year without blemish, their grain offering and their drink offering of the bull, 4 rams and 4 lambs by their number according to the ordinance. Also 1 goat as a sin offering, beside the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. On the fourth day, present 10 bulls, one less the bull, but the other thing same. 2 rams and 14 lambs in their 1st year without blasphemy, and their grain offering, their drink offering for the bull, for the rams, and for the lamb, by their number, according to the ordinance. Also 1 kid. Of the goats as a sin offering, beside the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. 26. On the 5th day, present 9 bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs in their 1st year without blemish, and their grain offering, and their drink offerings for the bull, for the rams, and for the lambs, by their number, according to the ordinance. Also 1 goat as a sin offering, beside the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. On the 6th day, present 8 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 lambs in their 1st year without blemish, and their grain offering, and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the ram, and for the lambs, for their number, according to the ordinance. Also 1 goat as a sin offering, beside the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. On the 7th day, present 7 bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs in their lamb without blemish, and their grain offering, and their drink offering for the bulls, for the rams, for the lambs, their number according to the ordinance. Also 1 goat as a sin offering, beside the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. During the Feast of Tabernacle, the offerings remained consistent each day except for the number of the bull, which decreased daily. By the 7th day, 7 bulls were offered, along with 2 rams, 14 lambs, 1 goat for sin offering, and regular daily burnt offering. 35. On the 8th day, you shall have a sacred assembly. You shall do no customary. This is the last question. On the 8th or final day of the Feast of Tabernacle, the great day of the feast, a special assembly of a holy convocation, Jesus stood and cried out, as recorded in John chapter 7:36, "If anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink." In the midst of gathered crowds at the temple, he openly invited all who were spiritually thirsty to come to him for true satisfaction. marking the climactic conclusion of the feast, which took place around late October 37, and their grain offering, their drink offering for the bull, for the ram, and the lambs, their number according to the ordinance. Also one goat as a sin offering, beside the regular burnt offering, its grain offering and its drink offering. This you shall present the Lord at your appointed feast, beside your vowed offerings, your free will offerings, as your burnt offerings, your grain offering, as your drink offerings, and your peace offerings. So Moses told the children of Israel everything, just as the Lord commanded Moses. We covered all the questions, continue to keep on prayer. So we published the new book, also paperbacks available. So we have a New Year's Day service, God allowed in a prayer house at Veterans Chapel over Gate 10, Roger Hill Park. You know, so at 10 o'clock we will have it, so everyone is mighty join there. So anytime, any daytime, you know, you may go there. Prayers is open to you. But that is a revocable license. So, okay. Thank you. May God bless you and Happy New Year.